The Fox City Score chapter and WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, from the Myron Construction Studio, it's Biz Talk on WHBY.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Biz Talk. We're really glad you joined us this morning. My name is Tony Bush in the studio this morning with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. It's good to be here today. Looks like we're going to have a nice day for a change.
Yes, we want to welcome everyone to our program. We have a wonderful program for you this morning. Our guest is a company called Variant Productions, LLC in Kaukauna. And they're represented this morning by Isaiah Wells, the creative director, and Sam Troes, the lead editor. We're going to be talking about the value of and the importance of marketing and using very interesting technology and videos and photographs and some very creative thinking. So without further ado, we'd like to just welcome Isaiah and Sam. Good morning, guys, and welcome to Biz Talk this morning.
Good morning, Tony.
Hello.
Tell us a little bit about Variant Productions, its history, when did you start it, and give us a little rundown on your individual background so the audience has an idea of what Variant Productions is all about.
Sure. Variant Productions was started in 2014 in January, and we're entering our fourth year of business. And it was started by my business partner, Jared Van Handel, and I. We came up with the concept when we were recording his album out in Rax Tracks in Chicago. And we just started talking about the possibility of starting a video production company that would also offer audio services. And, it just started out as kind of a dream, and then we started working on a business plan for it. And over the course of the next 6 months, we came up with that plan, and we presented it, and people thought it was a good idea. So we got business rolling.
And it got born. Now you're rolling.
Yes.
What is your background? You are the creative director, Isaiah. What does that mean to be a creative director at a company like Variant Productions?
Yeah, so the meaning of something like that is really my role in serving the company is to take and set the tone for our clients. And what that means is coming up with creative ideas with our team and helping guide them with those creative steps necessary to accomplishing our clients' goals.
Okay. And Sam, what's your background?
So,
you're the lead editor.
Yes. I actually joined Variant in 2015. It's kind of a crazy story. I had just graduated college from UW Oshkosh, and I was just kind of freelancing around the Wisconsin area, and I had gotten a message on our alumni Facebook page that Variant had put out and saying that they're looking for an editor to come help them. And so I responded, and that same day that I had sent out the email, Isaiah actually called me up and is like, hey, we should get together and talk and meet. And so we did, and I met the whole rest of the Variant team, and mm-hmm. it was just awesome from there on.
Okay. Well, Variant Productions is located in Kaukauna. How can folks get a hold of the company and ask you some questions maybe after the show or sometime next week or sometime in the future?
Sure. Yeah, really the best way to get a hold of us is through calling us. But if you visit our website, it's a way for you to learn more about us as individuals, mm-hmm. review our work and our business model. And I think you'll really find our website to be inspiring. So I'd really recommend people start with our website and just learn a little bit more about us there. And then you can see if we're the right fit for you and your business or company.
What is that website?
And the website address is
VariantProductions.com.
What was that again?
VariantProductions.com.
Okay, with an S. That is productions.
What is the first thing you what is the first thing you see on that website when you open it up?
So the first thing you see when you go to our website is actually a short reel that shows some of our best work from this recent past year. So it has some shots from a strength and conditioning event that we did. It shows some of our drone work. It shows some of the time-lapse and video and photography that we do.
But most importantly, it has one of our mantras or phrases, and that phrase is prepare for awesome.
And that's prepare for what?
Prepare for awesome.
Awesome.
That's correct. Yeah, that's kind of our company's mantra, and it's a mindset that we have here at Variant Productions. So it's something that we take and like to instill.
For some of the listening audience who may have been listening to the shows for the last 8 months, we used Variant Productions in our SCORE chapter to feature five success stories we were recognizing in our SCORE chapter, clients who have achieved some success in their business. And Isaiah and Sam and Shar and Sarah Rathsack came along. Great staff, and we had more fun. And when I first met Isaiah to ask about engaging them, he said, just prepare for awesome. Yeah, okay. But, boy, it was awesome. It was a great experience, and everybody's so happy with the work. And if you're listening, this is the company we've been plugging on BizTalk since the last 8 months. That if you want something done in videography or photography, check out Variant Productions.
Thank you so much for that.
When you guys, you know, Sam, you said you started about 3 years ago. The company's been in business now, what, 4 years?
We've just entered our fourth year, yes.
And how have you grown? What you know, as far as people are concerned?
Yeah, so the company started with just myself and Jared Van Handel as the co-founders, and we were that size for the first year or two. And then we added Sam to the team, and he was just a huge addition. He really helped us organize our post-production process and really get everything set up so that we had a nice workflow for our clients. But yeah.
And you're up to how many people now?
We currently have 8 people that are part of our team, and we're very fortunate to work with these bright minds.
Okay. And as you've been doing this, are there any specific growing pains you went through, some things that you might want to pass along for somebody to expect as they go along?
Sam, you got any growing pains?
Lots of growing pains. I would say the challenge that we had to overcome in growing to where we are now was how do we effectively communicate together, because you have all these projects and clients you're trying to help and manage and guide through the process of storytelling. And the way we solve that, or we are solving it right now, is just implementing certain software or programs that help effectively, you know, reduce the clutter and really cut out the fat and get the message across to a member, from a member to another member, of what we need to do for the day or for a client.
And it shows. I think it really shows well, because our experience with your company was you knew what was going on, Sam. We'd call you or talk to Isaiah. You both, how'd you guys know that? You know, it was like full service. Mm-hmm. And you really do have your clients and customers in primary focus. It shows.
Thank you.
It's awesome.
We try.
So tell us, how did you pick the name Variant Productions? There's always a story behind the name of a company, the company's name. So can you share that with us?
Yeah, so like any business that's starting out, you run through a million different names and you write them all down, and then you consult your friends and family with those names. And Variant Productions was one that my wife really liked, because she felt that it described our services and who we are. And Variant just meaning that we feel it embodies the type of work that we do. So we don't do one type of production. It's not just TV spots. It's not just website videos. It's anything in between or beyond that. So anything from a little small video that is going to go on social media to communicate with your audience, all the way up to feature length and documentary films.
Mm-hmm. Wow. You mentioned when you were putting the program, the business plan together, that you found that that'd be pretty helpful in finding the money to get your business going.
Mm-hmm.
And can you describe a little bit, Sam, for the listening audience, the value of a business plan, not only in the beginning, but as you continue to operate the company year after year? It's not just a one-time document.
Well, I'm going to jump in on this one, Sam. But it's the business plan is crucial to starting any business. And it was really helpful for us, because it allowed us to take and avoid some of the pitfalls that any business may encounter along their journey. And we were just really blessed, because my business partner, his family, and their staff were just so supportive of our mission and our goals. And we sat down with Eric Van Handel, Marge Van Handel, Dave Van Handel. These are all leaders within our community, Sheila Porter, and we pitched our business plan to them and explained what our goals were, and they really helped guide us then on following up with some of the ideas and helping us develop the plan even further than what we had.
How long a process did you really go through from the time you decided this is what you wanted to do until you actually launched, producing that business plan and putting it all together?
I would say it was probably somewhere between a 3 to 6 month time period, mm-hmm. where Jared Van Handel and I, we took and worked on just refining that idea. We you immediately have the general idea, mm-hmm. and the goal of what you want to do or what your vision is. And it was just a matter of then refining that down into a presentation and to a 3-year plan. And that's okay. What we put together is an outlook so that we could take and say, this is where we would like to be in 3 years. And I'm really proud and glad to say that, you know, our business has always been trending in the right direction, and mm-hmm. That's just so meaningful to us.
Now, if we came to your office and so on and said, where is your business plan, and do you use it on a regular basis, what would the answer be?
The answer is yes. We look at that business plan very often, and we've expanded upon that. So, mm-hmm. you know, now our goals, we've met a lot of our goals within that business plan, and so we've had to expand and create new goals.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Great. All right.
That's a great way to manage a business, Isaiah. That's the only most successful companies do it that way.
glad to hear that.
Tell us a little bit about one of the more fun projects you've had to work on. Describe an engagement with a client and going out and just having a good time. You don't have to name the client if you don't want to, but just give us some fun things that you do.
One of the things or one of the projects that really stands out to me was when we went and got to go to both Lambeau Field and then the Brewers Stadium in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
And it was filming two events that we just got to meet a lot of different people, be within that space and make a lot of cinematic shots is really fun. And then afterwards, just conversing with people more, learning about them and finding out what they do and going from there.
Mm-hmm. Had to be pretty awesome to be in Lambeau.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
All the history there and the names. And
just to be able to go up like by myself out and make shots like around the area and see the giant trophy and everything was really fun mm-hmm. to do.
Yeah. What about Brewers Miller Park? What was that like?
It was funny because me and Isaiah had a moment where we could like get away and just kind of relax for a minute because we had just got done filming for a long time. And so we just went inside the field and kind of looked at the whole thing. And it was funny to see it all empty. And it just looked awesome because the sun was hitting it just right. And we just had to take it all in at that moment.
I've been to a couple Brewer games. And one thing that always amazed me was when they're opening and closing the roof, there's a guy way up on the top who's
yeah.
got a hard hat on, but
mm-hmm.
nobody in the stands has a hard hat on. So
yeah.
I don't know why that guy's wearing a hard hat.
That's a good question.
Yeah, the first bounce isn't going to help him much.
Yeah, we're going to take our first break right now. We'll come back on the other side, continue this conversation with Variant Productions. You're listening to BizTalk on WHBY, Real Local Radio.
Need help taming your business's financial beast? Albertson Hailing CPAs can simplify your financial situation and guide you from payroll to tax planning and more. Let's crack the whip on your business's finances, helping you feel more comfortable. Visit AlbertsHailing.com. Albertson Hailing. Personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Albertson Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Your legal business concerns are important to me. Legal Business Edge delivers value by working as a partner with you, our client, to help you understand your legal options. Focusing just on business law, we take the time to get to know your business and develop a legal strategy that will help you reach your business goals. Whether it involves intellectual property, contracts, negotiating for your rights, buying or selling a business, or organizing your business structure, Legal Business Edge gives you the creative legal options you need.
Sarah DeBruin provided our company solutions that saved us time and money, as the quality of her guidance and diligence provided creative solutions unparalleled by other attorneys.
Know your options. Call Legal Business Edge at 920-851-7761 or visit legalbusinessedge.com.
And welcome back to Biz Talk. We're glad you joined us this morning. We're talking with Isaiah Wells, creative director, and Sam Troes, the lead editor for Variant Productions LLC in Kaukauna. And we're learning a lot about the value of video and photography and helping to market companies. We're going to get right back to them in a minute, but we first want to tell you a little bit about our SCORE chapter. Our Fox City SCORE chapter is located in the Fox City's Chamber Building in downtown Appleton. We have a membership of about 55 volunteers. We service an 8-county area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. And what we do is we provide free confidential mentoring to business owners or folks who are looking to start a business. You can find out more about our services at foxcities.score.org. We are one of about 350 chapters around the country, and we are 41 years old this year. Our chapter's been around for 41 years. We like people to know about us because I think we've been kind of too closely protected and people don't know who we are. So yeah. We're trying to get the word out.
Yeah, we get a lot of people who look at us and say, you know, I really wish I'd have known about you
exactly.
5 years ago when I was going to start my business. But
yep. If
you're at all thinking about doing it, the greatest thing about it, of course, we have fantastic people, but we're also free. So the
right. Service
is there for you so you can get started.
And if you have any questions about finance or HR or legal questions, accounting, workflow, banking, cash flow, anything like that, we have mentors who can work individually with you, and they can also team up and provide services for you. Again, it's all free and it's confidential. Just go to foxcities.score.org, fill out the application for mentoring assistance, and someone will be contacting you within 24 to 48 hours. Set up your first meeting, and SCORE's for the life of your business, not just a one-meeting thing. Well, we're coming back now with Isaiah and Sam of Variant Productions, LLC. Tell us a little bit about the why. Why do you do what you do? What is the goal? What is the real vision behind Variant Productions?
Well, one of the whys of why we do what we do is we're really passionate about filmmaking and telling stories. But more importantly, we are interested in improving the lives of others. And this is just a medium in which we can do that.
Mm-hmm.
So on a daily basis, we take in provide creative solutions for business owners, inspiration for individuals. You know, for example, we do suicide awareness pieces. So in some instances, we actually provide a resource to take and regain control of your life.
Those are very meaningful things. And when you work with a client and help them achieve their goals, do you also have a way to share with the client how they can measure if those goals are being met
mm-hmm. By
doing the technology, using the technology you use?
Yeah, there's lots of different ways that you can take and measure results. And what we talk about with our clients first is really understanding what their goals are, because that takes and helps us guide them onto it helps us guide them into directing them into what distribution point is best for them. So some of those metrics can be found by utilizing, you know, Facebook or YouTube or, you know, the Google Analytics. All of them provide different numbers and charts and graphs that will take and help you understand, okay, is somebody taking and clicking on your website and watching your video, or are they, you know, not? So that's very useful.
Yeah, when you're talking about that, when working with your clients like that, how do you know, get them started? What's your starting point with a client and what they should be aware of? Especially, again, we work with an awful lot of small businesses, people who really need the help. What's your basic starting point?
Yeah, so what we want to, you know, communicate to every client is firstly just what are your goals? What is it that you're trying to do? You know, everybody wants to connect with their audience, and we are able to use a medium that works very effectively in doing that. So in understanding our clients' goals, then we can take and talk about their budget. And everybody has a budget that they need to work within, and that's why our services are all scalable. We work with very small budgets that are almost minuscule and nothing, all the way up to very large budgets. And that's just a business reality for anyone. As to what those resources are that they want to invest into their project.
If you have a question for Sam or Isaiah this morning, give us a call at 281-1150 in the studio, 281-1150. If you're outside Appleton, you can reach us on the TDS Metricom toll-free line. That number is 866-887-1150. Isaiah, what sort of clients would benefit from? Is there any limitation to a client you work with? That you work with all kinds of industries and clients?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, every client can take in, anyone can take in benefit from utilizing video. Video is one of those mediums that allows you to communicate who you are in a very effective way. And one of the things that we like to highlight for our clients is just letting them know that we live in a world right now that is very time sensitive. So time is very valuable. So we want to take and communicate with our clients as effectively as possible, and video is one of those means to do so. So, you know, when you're online, one of the telltale signals that video is so powerful and current for today's marketplace is just take and look at your own interaction on the web. When you take and see a headline, don't you immediately click into that headline and look for a video to take and watch and summarize what they're talking about? I know in a lot of instances that's the case for me.
It's certainly becoming a more popular way to get a message across. And it comes with pictures and feelings and emotions and voice.
And it does seem that we've changed in our attitude that is now expected on a viable website or a viable piece of social media is to have that video and to increase that awareness of what you're doing by having that availability.
People can actually see that, too, demonstrated on our website. We have videos embedded there for each of our services and then for About Us. So for each of our employees, including myself, we have videos describing, like, who we are briefly and what we can provide to our clients.
And what was that website again?
VariantProductions.com.
And it looks like we're going to have a video of this particular presentation because I'm watching Sam being very, very busy doing his work here. So
it's a live stream on Facebook.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Okay. We're going to take our next break right now. We'll come back on the other side. We have a caller. So, Kathleen, please hold on. We'll get to you right after the break. And you're listening to Biz Talk on WHBY, Real Local Radio.
I'm on my way out. I'm booked that day. I'll be washing my hair that night?
No matter what excuse you use, your business's finances won't fix themselves. Albertson Hailing CPAs can take the frustration out of your bookkeeping, taxes, and more. We'll help you understand and manage your situation. Visit albertshailing.com. Albertson Hailing. Personal connections. Positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Albertson Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Fox Communities Credit Union.
You've been looking for a new house.
Hey, this one's nice.
You're searching online and touring open houses.
Ooh, I like this one.
It's time to get pre-approved. And nobody makes it faster or easier than Fox. Get free pre-approval for your loan right now. Come into one of 17 Fox locations or get pre-approved online. You can also check your loan rate online. How easy is that? Just visit foxcu.org.
Okay, that was really easy.
Once you find the home of your dreams, don't let the stress of the home loan get in your way. Talk to the mortgage lending experts at Fox Communities Credit Union. And you can get a home loan with as little as 3% down payment. Just 3% down on your loan.
Fox made it happen.
You can find the home of your dreams. Fox, helping you make life happen.
Equal housing opportunity lender.
Fox Communities.
Welcome back to BizTalk. We're talking with Isaiah Wells, Creative Director, Sam Troes, Lead Editor for Variant Productions, LLC in Kaukauna this morning. And Kathleen's on the line, but Kathleen, if you can hold on for just one moment, we're going to have Randy tell us what's going on with the SCORE chapter because we've got some seminars coming up.
Right. In fact, we just set things up to be sure it's all ready to go for the start. It's going to be March 1st. We're going to be starting our Simple Steps for Starting Your Business program. The first meeting on that is going to be on March 1st. It's going to be from 8 until 12:30 in the morning, and it will be over at the Copper Rock Coffee Shop downtown Appleton. So what we'd have you do is go out to our website, sign up for that one. You can sign up for any one of the five sessions, or all five. If you sign up for all five at the start, you get the first one free. So it's a good thing to think about. First session is always about, what do I need to know to start my business? Second session and the rest of them then are in the evenings. They will be from 6 until 9. Those are held at the Fox City's Chamber office, 125 North Superior Street. And those, again, are $25 each. They run for 3 hours. The second session is, again, on business basics. The session after that is fills in a lot of stuff we're talking about today on marketing and how to use various parts of the social media. Financial presentation and projections is the fourth session, and that one is very important because it goes through all the details of what it takes to put together the financial part of your business plan. And then finally is the one that makes Tony smile all the time, and that is the one about where do I find the money?
Yep.
Traditional working with your banker, how do I work with my banker to be able to have a successful relationship? And then also what are some of the more unique forms of funding and so on that's available to you as well.
The crowdfunding investors.
Yep, all of those types of things. So again, very important sessions. If you're planning on putting together your business plan, these five sessions will give you a very, very strong base to work with. Like I said, it's on starts on March 1, goes each Wednesday night after that. And for all the details, go out to foxcities.score.org. Take a look at local seminars, and you can register right there.
Yeah, we have folks already registering, so if you're interested, going out to, like Randy mentioned, go to foxcities.score.org and sign up for that seminar, Simple Step for Starting Your Business. And also look, we have other events coming up throughout the year, and you'll hear about them here on BizTalk, but you can also check them out on our website.
Right.
Kathleen, thank you very much for holding. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, I do. I have a dream of starting a catering business with my sister.
Okay.
And I just need a little bit of a tutorial of definitions of different terms that I've heard. I don't know where to start. There's something called doing business as.
Sure.
There's partnerships. You here on the program this morning have mentioned a couple of times a LLC.
Sure.
I have no idea what that is. And then, of course, there's corporations. How do I start and how do I get definitions and know what the right path is for me?
Kathleen, I would strongly recommend you go to foxcities.score.org, our website, and fill out a request for mentoring assistance. And just explain in the little section on that application form for assistance, articulate what you're looking for. Just type in there those words you just mentioned, and probably within 24 to 48 hours, you'll be contacted by a mentor to set up your first meeting for free and confidential mentoring.
Yeah.
And our SCORE chapter volunteers have the skills to be able to assist you and give you some guidance. SCORE chapter members don't do work for clients, but we guide you and we make sure you're doing it correctly.
Right. One of the things too, Kathleen, if you are interested, the list of things that you just mentioned are covered in the first session of our Simple Steps. In fact, we have a local attorney that comes in and spends about an hour going through the details of what is a sole proprietorship, a partnership, what's an LLC, should I be an S corp, what's a C corp, all of those different business structures and why you need to know or be aware of which ones are which. So I would definitely recommend if you don't take all five sessions, at least sign up for the first one.
Okay. So I understand that I've got really two paths that I can use to get this information. One is the March 1st seminar that you talked about earlier.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then the second one would be to make out a request for a mentor on the Fox Cities
.score.org
website.
And you can do both. Go to the March 1st event, but sign up for a mentor request before that. And then what you learn at the March 1st event, the mentor can help you apply that for 3, 4, 10 meetings after that.
Yeah, and you also
basically pick up a partner or guide to help you develop your business.
Wow.
Yeah, and you also, at that seminar, you'll meet a number of the SCORE mentors who attend as well. And so that way you can get a feel for the type of help you'll be able to get.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. That's extremely helpful.
Thank you,
I
Kathleen.
I appreciate your help.
Thanks for the call.
You're
Have a
welcome.
Great weekend.
You too. Stay warm.
Yep. Isaiah and Sam, let's get back to Variant Productions. Tell us a little bit about what's the difference between video and photography in terms of helping a business get its message out there. Obviously, one is more dynamic, but how do you explain the difference, or do you use both sometimes?
We really recommend using both. There's not, kind of a one-size-fits-all. Photography and video are two really interesting pieces of art. You can use photography to take and summarize things in a really quick manner, yep. where video goes a little bit more in depth and shares a little bit more. You're mixing in audio at that point and music, and so you're influencing your viewer in a much more dynamic way in some cases. With photography, though, a really good photo can go a long way. So it's really just, again, comes back to what your goals are, and then what we'll do is we'll evaluate the best path in accomplishing that goal. In some cases, it's photography, and in other cases, it's utilizing a more dynamic piece of medium like video.
Okay. And when you do that, now you say, because we're all familiar now, of course, with social media, mm-hmm. the different platforms that are out there, some are structured strictly for photo mm-hmm. Still, as opposed to the videos. How do you choose, or who makes the choices about what do I want to use?
It really comes down to your audience.
Uh-huh.
Is your audience somebody that is interested in using Instagram over a platform like YouTube?
Okay.
And and understanding your audience will really direct you on what type of media you need to take and create for them.
Mm-hmm.
Because with a business, that's what it's all about is how do I talk to the people that I want to do business with?
Mm-hmm.
How do I engage them? How do I take and share my values with them or my vision for this product or service that I have? And that's where, in some instances, Instagram or photography will accomplish that.
Yep.
So it really, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but it does get back to just understanding your goal, what
right.
you want to accomplish, and then really understanding your audience, what's mm-hmm. valuable to them, communication piece is going to work best for them.
Right. That's when one of my seminars, too, we talk about the same thing. The person asked me, well, what should I be on, LinkedIn or Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
Which would be best? 15 years ago, it used to be, should I be on radio or should I be on
mm-hmm.
Yellow Pages?
Yeah, you have a lot more options.
Wrong question.
Mm-hmm.
Right question is, where's my customer? How do I best give him the information he needs to make that buying decision?
Right.
So love the way you approach it.
Thank you.
If you have a question for the guys this morning, give us a call at 281-1150 here in Appleton, 281-1150. And I know they text a few of their friends to call in. We haven't heard from them yet, so you're in trouble. And then we can use the TDS Metricom toll-free line at 866-887-1150 if you're outside the Appleton area. Sam and Isaiah, share with us a success story. Someone, a client you worked with that was fun, they were kind of confused, they didn't know what they really wanted to do, but through that process, they just had that awesome experience. Share a client experience with us.
I'd say we've experienced or gone through some smaller projects when we do About Us videos or About Me video for certain clients, where they come in and they're a little panicked because they're not sure of what's going to happen in terms of what the questions are that we're going to ask.
It's kind of like coming into the radio station.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
But the main thing to focus on is just to relax and to know that we're going to ask questions that relate to your business, your audience, your goals, and we're going to guide you through a whole process that feels natural, and it's going to come off as natural in the end product of the video, where it doesn't feel manufactured, that you're trying to sell something specifically to the client.
Mm-hmm.
And we've gone and done that with a couple of clients, and ultimately, in the end, it becomes a piece that they can use on, like what Isaiah was talking about earlier, many different platforms on all types of media that implement both photo and video.
Mm-hmm. And there are certain legal requirements that need to be taken care of in this process. You want to just mm-hmm. touch on that? Let's not dwell on that. But we have to expect people respect people's rights to different ownership things.
Right, and so the process we use for that is, you know, Variant Productions is a full-service video and audio production company, and we take it on that responsibility for our clients so that they don't have to spend a lot of time working on that. Our goal with working with any client or prospective client is to make the process as easy and fun and just really create a great experience for them and one that delivers results. Mm-hmm. So if we can do that, then it's a success. And we take care of all that paperwork up front. It's just really releases and stuff like that.
Then it's an awesome experience.
Yes, hey, prepare for
we have awesome. A question, Gary.
Yeah, we had a caller. She didn't want to go on the air, but she said she's very impressed by your videos. But her specific question was she really liked the music video by Elevator. Can you give us a little bit of background on that? She was wondering. But she said she was really impressed by all your videos.
Oh, yeah, definitely, Sam. You want to touch on this?
Sure. So Elevator is a song that was written by our other co-owner and partner of the business, Jared Van Handel. He had written the song that's going on his new album, Welcome to My Head. And that whole process of setting up that music video was a lot of pre-production planning, so finding locations that would work for the message we wanted to do. It's kind of a darker message about his past and everything. So finding the locations, finding the cast that would fit the roles perfectly, and then really going through the shot lists and setting up the shots we wanted to make, making them cinematic, and then taking it through the whole post-production process of really cutting out the fat, the stuff that didn't relate to the message that JP wanted to show or tell, and then all tie it together at the end to make one solid piece.
That's really cool. Yeah, and Chad is a musician, apparently.
JP, Jared Van Handel.
Yeah, our yep. Jared, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he yeah. is.
And you're incorporating that skill set into your Variant Productions as another resource, which really kind of adds that next dimension of really awesomeness to the experience for the client.
Mm-hmm. And we had talked about that a little bit, too, is the change in the way things are being done. Way back in the old days there, when I used to be involved with that type of thing, it was all heavily scripted, very tight run, and so on. Today, it seems like things are much more open, like you're talking about this that video, like it just seems to flow. How do you make it do that? Is that an art form that we're talking about?
It's an art. I mean, because that is a very organized and scripted piece, mm-hmm. and that's where the art of what we do really comes in, and where art direction is really important. Because if you can create the illusion that this is really happening and that this is a real experience, get the viewer to forget about the cameras, lights, and the fact that you're mixing sounds and stuff like that.
You disregard the microphone?
Right, exactly. then you have a really nice piece. And, so there's an art form to that because we do create videos and pieces that are, really off the cuff and more of a cinema verte type of style. Mm-hmm. But we also do a lot of stuff that is highly scripted and organized. Mm-hmm. And, it's an art form to get it.
The spontaneity comes through.
Yeah.
It's always different. That makes it interesting.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. It's like when we were out at Whistler's Knoll Vineyards and we actually herded chickens out there. We always hear that phrase, but we herded chickens.
Yeah. What they were doing was having fun herding them with a drone. That was even more fun to watch.
So. I don't know if the chickens appreciated it as much.
No, they
it was fun to do.
Great.
On your website, you have a great website.
Thank you.
And you have some categories like creative direction specialties, post-production specialties, motion graphics and VFX specialties, photography specialties.
Mm-hmm.
And there are all these different things underneath there like script writing, storyboarding, brand development, online reviews. Do many of your clients even know what that is?
That's really a list to inspire our clients.
Okay.
So some of our clients do. Or prospective clients.
Sure.
Others don't, and when we made that list, we really just formed it to inspire our visitors to our site with some production ideas.
Yep.
And hopefully we've done that.
I like the way it's laid out because for folks like me, if I read all that, I'd say, I don't know what that is. Hey, Isaiah, can you tell me? Now you've created a learning moment, and now I'm listening to what you tell me that is and the value of that in my business.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's a building of a relationship, a beginning of a client relationship for Variant Productions.
And that's really the core of the way we look at business and the way we do businesses. We're not a transactional company. We don't seek to do just transactions. We're a relationship-based company, and we really care about our clients and seek to grow with them.
Okay. When we're talking, too, about that same idea, you expressed the difference that you look at between the ideas of marketing as being an expense versus being an investment and how you relate that to your customer. You want to tell us a little bit more about your thinking along those lines?
Yeah, I mean, and it gets back to just discussing our clients' goals, because when we understand our clients' goals, then we can take and accomplish them.
Okay.
And, yeah, we always let our clients know that whatever dollar amount they seek to invest with us, that we do and will bring a return on that investment. And instead of thinking about video marketing or advertising as an expense category in your line item, it's really an investment that's going to take and generate growth for your business.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that growth is beyond. Video is just so dynamic. So that growth sometimes happens beyond just the financial, you know, not seeing those numbers go up. And it's creating a better work environment or atmosphere, mm-hmm. or generating pride within your employees. Or it does so much. It really does.
So rather than just focus necessarily on the numbers, but there's the outcomes
the numbers
that
are
you're looking for.
The numbers are important,
right.
But video can do a lot more than just increase numbers.
That brand and image is important.
Mm-hmm.
And people see those videos, they think, I'm going to go visit that place,
mm-hmm.
because it's
yeah.
warmth coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. We're going to take our last break right now. We'll come back on the other side. We'll close out the program with Isaiah and Sam from Variant Productions, LLC. And you're listening to BizTalk on WHBY.
Subtract line 6 from 13. Put in box 5 on form 1040 EZ. Easy? Really?
Taxes can be daunting, especially when it comes to your business. From asset protection to payroll and more, we can help reduce the stress of your business's financial situation. Visit AlbertsHaling.com. Alberts & Hailing. Personal connections. Positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts & Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
This is Bruce Lammers, president of Ridgestone Bank. When it comes to business lending, you know we don't have boxes. I'm here with Christy Schwann from Stellaris Employee Benefits. We help Christy with a business buyout in a unique area of lending, the service industry.
I did talk with other banks that had some significant limitations on how they might be able to help me. I didn't have any hard assets on which they could base their valuation. Ridgestone Bank's financing decisions were not based on hard assets. Instead, what I had was cash flow, so they were able to, again, look at things in a very unique way and in a way that allowed me to purchase companies in what was typically a complex situation, and they made it very, very simple for me. Because of their flexibility, because of the range of options that they provided for me, I don't think I'd be sitting where I am today if I hadn't worked with Ridgestone Bank.
Ridgestone Bank, listening to your story and finding a way to make it work. Whatever your it is. On the web at Ridgestone.com. That's Ridgestone.com. Member FDIC.
And welcome back to our final segment in BizTalk this morning. We're talking with Isaiah Wells, Creative Director, Sam Troes, the lead editor for Variant Productions, LLC. We're going to get back to them in one moment. We just want to thank our sponsors who help bring you BizTalk each weekend. We couldn't do it without them. We really appreciate their support. Those sponsors include Fox Communities Credit Union, Alberts & Hailing CPAs, Legal Business Edge, LLC, Ridgestone Bank, which is now known as Byline Bank. Also, Tundraland is a sponsor. We want to thank Candeo Creative, Zach Pawlowski in Oshkosh for building BizTalkWithScore.com. That's our website for the show, BizTalkWithScore.com. If you missed a program or you want to listen to this one again, go to that website and click on the show, listen to it. You'll be able to pick up more information from each program. And finally, we want to thank the Business News, Larry Desch and Jerry Mader in Green Bay, who help promote their program or our program and their periodical, their biweekly periodical called the Business News. If you're in business and you're not subscribed to the Business News, you really should be. They provide you with a lot of meaningful information in the business community in East Central Wisconsin. So subscribe to them, the Business News. I don't think you're going to regret that. So we're going to get back to our guest now. Randy, you have a question that you'd like to ask.
Right. I was perusing your website, and I always like to see when you have a very, very good mission statement for your company. And you guys have a very good one, and it says that you are providing your customer with powerful storytelling resources that inspire individuals, captivate audiences, and generate growth. That's a pretty strong statement. How did you arrive at that, and how do you live up to that?
Yeah, I mean, it really gets down to our mindset. The company and everybody that works and serves the company we have a grow mindset, and that just means that we're continuing to, on a daily basis, cultivate new ideas and work at becoming better versions of ourselves. Mm-hmm. And we just believe that if we can continue to refine who we are as human beings, that will take and reflect really positively for our business and the work that we do, and then mm-hmm. also have a reflection and a result for our clients.
Yeah, as I was saying, I noticed it's an outside focus mm-hmm. On that statement, how you try to do that, to actually produce that. Says a great thing about your company. So.
Thank you.
Isaiah, before the show started, we did a preview with you and Sam, and mm-hmm. You guys brought up the why and Simon Sinek, and you really grabbed onto that. That's
yeah.
the main driver. Explain how that is applied at Variant Productions. How do you carry that through to your clients?
Well, he just has a really good outlook as far as how that's so important. And it's something that just really resonated with me when I heard it, because a lot of businesses, they have that in reverse, and he talks about that. So they like to focus on, you know, the what, the how, and then the why. And the what being, you know, the product that they have to sell, and how they take and, you know, serve their clients, or why that's useful, and, you know, and then why. Mm-hmm. But we like to think about it a little differently and focus in on the why, because why we're making videos and why we're telling stories is really more important than how or what those stories are, mm-hmm. Because it allows us to just tell stories that are much more effective.
Mm-hmm. I've seen that video, and it's very, very effective, like you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And he gives some examples of how Apple Computer became so successful mm-hmm. by addressing the why,
yes.
how the Wright brothers beat out Mr. Langley
really
taking
inspiring.
Flight.
Yes.
And they're very inspiring. It's mm-hmm. a very inspiring mission. Simon Sinek, S-I-N-E-K, he's on TED Talks
mm-hmm.
when he gives the video. So if anyone is interested in that, just Google Simon Sinek and listen to that 18-minute video.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good. But you found a way to apply that, and he calls it the golden circles.
Mm-hmm.
And the why, the how, and the what are like the brain. And inside the brain, there's the neocortex on the outside. That's the what. And the two limbic parts are the why and the how. And people
Correct.
Make decisions emotionally.
Correct.
I think that's what you're appealing to. And what you're doing is artwork
right.
with videos.
Yes.
And you're trying to get folks, your clients, to understand who their clients are.
Mm-hmm.
That's a primary key, too, isn't it? You focus on the client.
That's correct, yes.
Yep.
And when you are focusing on clients, want some more information, how do they reach you?
They can reach us through our website.
And that is?
VariantProductions.com.
He's been practicing that. Okay, well, gentlemen, we're about that point in the show where we turn to you and ask you for your biz tip. I think, Isaiah, we're going to ask you for yours first, something to tell our customers out there, what you want them to remember.
Yeah, well, I would just really like to thank Tony and Randy for having Sam and I on the sure. show today, and thank you all for listening. And really my tip for you is to just have that grow mindset. I'd like to encourage you and inspire you to have that, because if you're continually working to become a better version of yourself, then you're doing a great service to not only yourself, but the people that are in and around you, and that's really meaningful.
Okay.
That's great.
Sam, here's your side.
I would say, just for anyone listening, if you're thinking about doing, you know, taking the next step in your business to improve any aspect of it, really, whether it be to implement video, photography, or some other aspect, do it now. Don't wait. Don't wait an hour. Don't wait till tomorrow. Don't wait a week. Just do it now.
And I would recommend that you should contact Variant Productions, because it's an awesome experience.
Prepare for
we
awesome.
We enjoyed it, and we want to thank you guys for being on our show this morning. Thanks for being our guest.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank
and
you.
Best of luck to you in the future.
Thank you.
Our guest next week is RJ Foster wordsmithing by Foster, so mm-hmm. we're going to have to speak correctly next week.
Yes, yes. I'm going to have to start rereading some of the things that we have for our website and so on.
And you've been listening to BizTalk this morning on WHBY, Real Local Radio.